Good morning. Let's turn to our Bible, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 7 to verse 10. Consider what I said, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it, eternal glory. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you this morning. Before the cross, we humbly pray before you and ask that, you know, may your word be like a double-edged sword, cut through our heart and really speak to us and empower us. And thank you for your word. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to share with you about 2 Timothy chapter 2, 7 to 10. Probably a lot of you know this is the second epistle from Paul to Timothy. A lot of scholars say this is the last letter because this is one of the prison letters that he wrote during his last day. He's due for almost like, you know, waiting for his sentence for executions. And during this time, the passage, obviously when he wrote this message, he wasn't in a very good shape, or not in a good shape, but in a very good situation. He's in prison, ready to die for Christ. And a lot of time, you know, when we look at, you know, our circumstances, you know, may not be life and death, you know, as a Christian, we may not be, you know, persecuted, where some might be persecuted in some country. We know that, you know, every year we have the day of the persecuted church, and we know that different parts of the world actually have churches and pastor or Christians are being persecuted. But a lot of time, you know, in Hong Kong or in other situations, you know, country, that gospel can be shared freely, we do not have the same sense of persecutions. But does it mean that we are not, you know, in trials and in sort of different difficult circumstances? No, we still face, you know, difficult situations. And I want to use this passage to encourage you who are in the midst of storm, not knowing, you know, where you're heading, or you are being bombarded or being torn or being pulled from different directions. This morning, I want to go back to the scripture, and we, just like what Paul reminded Timothy, you know, during time that where you are being tested, being challenged, remember Jesus Christ. Not just Jesus Christ, what verse 8 is, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel. So that in the very short verses in here, it spoke about a few things. Jesus Christ, he come and died for us. But it's not just that. He is risen from death. He has this resurrected power. He has power to transform life. And also that descendant of David, it signifies the royalty. It talk about glory. It talk about the kingdom. So this is a reminder that we are in the kingdom of God, regardless, because of Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus Christ, we have ability to overcome. And all this come to the root of because of the gospel. This morning when I share, I'm probably will share also a lot of time in the experience that we just have of the mission trip that we went quite recently in June as a team. I think for our team, we have about 32 people going, and basically we have three different teams. And during the mission trip, I felt that, you know, the word of God, like from this passage, really kind of reflected in our experience. So I will go through it one by one with you. You know, a lot of time that talking about the first word that Paul here asks us to remember. This word actually remember or appears in the Bible so many times, because especially, you know, during time that is tough, it's hard to relate the good time that we have in Christ. And he remind asks us to remember, you know, all these spiritual experience actually accumulate over time, and they are precious. Especially there are time that we felt that we are not so connected with God, or there are time that we felt that, you know, God is not listening to my prayer, or the things are not coming through. It's like what Daniel experiencing. He'd been praying and nothing come through, and until the end of it, he realized that God come through. But during that period of waiting, it's tough. And so Paul here this morning reminded us that, you know, remember who Jesus Christ is. Also remember how he came through for you in your life, and all this accumulate. And definitely the trip, the mission trip that we have in June is definitely one of the experience that I'm going to accumulate to put into my treasury box. So in time of, you know, needs, I can definitely go back and see, hey, God is at work. And let's not lose any focus despite we're not seeing with our eyes. And during the trip, you know, I feel like, you know, little hiccup here and there happened. A lot of time, people will contribute that as a spiritual warfare. And I try not to go into that territory. We talk about that in our church, and also after Dr. Charles Craft. It's reality. Yes, that is the evil one. That is the devil who is at work. And if you, in any capacity, doing God's work, sharing the gospel, or living out your life as an effective Christian, you're going to be bombarded with different way of being attacked. But sometimes people take it to the other extreme. It's everything. You know, it ring, it's the devil, the bus broke down, it's the devil, or, you know, you forgot something and it's the devil. And where do we draw the line? And sometimes it's hard to discern. But I think as we continue to walk closely to God, the sense of discernment are strengthened. And there are a couple of incidents that out of this event, from my, you know, my interpretation, I felt like this definitely very close to spiritual warfare. And one of the incidents that I can really sort of nail down to attribute as saying, hey, the devil does not want us to go there, is on the last day on our trip, where we actually got open, suddenly open on the second day when we are on the mission field. We went there and suddenly another door being opened. We are being invited or being permitted to actually go and visit another school, a school which is much poorer in the rural, further rural area, where there has been no gospel being preached in that area. And it's a first entry point where in the future we might be able to do something in the school. And so on the way that morning, or, you know, we're happy, we're living on that day, but, you know, a new door being open and we don't have to do much. And so I guess, you know, during those time, God might be down. And a lot of time in the Bible is ask us to be more vigilant. And so I guess we weren't really praying as hard because towards the end of the trip and a few things happened. Someone left a very precious umbrellas in the school and asked us to go back. You know, we just told the girl and say, no, we have to rush off to the new school, cannot go. Maybe you can join the mission trip next year and come and collect your umbrella. So we didn't fail for that one. And then ten minutes later, another person say they lost their iPhone. And so that is more serious and more expensive. So we end up, actually we drove off to the school direction and we end up going back to try to find it. I couldn't find it. And because of result of that, we were actually late on the way. And on the way to this high school, the boiler of the bus started to be overheated. And the bus driver was really cautious, driving slowly. And in the meantime, one of the leader actually frantically calling the principal and asked them to hold the student. Can you hold a student so that we can do our, you know, performance or share that message with the school? And they try to, but some of the students cannot because they are day students. They have to go home for lunch. And so we end up only able to, you know, meet the boarding school student. But still, during that really short time that we spent there, and part of our team actually do a drama called You Are Special. And And I just felt the anointing of God was just there. Even though we are really short period of time, a lot of us, you know, still, you know, quite, not quite focused. But yes, as soon as the music come on, the drama go, you can tell the student are being touched. So it's a less than 10 minutes drama. But even within that, you already see the student being touched. Some actually was in tears. And to be honest, also during that time, I broke down too. And I was like, oh no, this is the end of the trip. And I see this drama so many times. But the anointing of God was just there, right there, and really touching the student. And because of, you know, able to go in this time, there is a door opportunity for us to go back to that school again. And it's so precious. And talking about the water boiler, because it was so bad, the bus driver actually called the office and arranged another bus to take us back home later. But, you know, we stay on the same bus. The next 3 hours, nothing happened after we visited school. Everything calmed down, and so when I look back, it's like definitely, you know, the evil one does not want us to go into that school and try all means to stop us, and you know what? Just like the Bible say, even though we are imprisoned by circumstances, even though that things might try to stop us, but the word of God cannot be imprisoned, cannot be chained. And another, you know, that's the thing about, you know, sharing the gospel, especially in places that gospel cannot be preached openly. For our case, because they are under 18, so it cannot do. And also, you know, for as a foreign person, sharing the gospel is not as free in China as well, and in all these other countries. And we find a creative way, and one of the mission term is like creative access. We use a creative means to go into the field, but even during the, you know, so the point here is that the gospel of God is not changed. Even though, you know, the government may put pressure, or, you know, certain rules and regulations limit us to share the gospel, but it cannot be changed. And I've been sharing with, during the course of the mission trip, I've been sharing with our team about one these couples that are organizing this trip. The connections actually came through them, through many years of working, surfing faithfully in China, and they have very comfortable life. They have many multiple properties all over the world. When they called by God, they were in Canada, and they went through a period of time, and they were called by God to come back to Hong Kong, come back to China, to start their business, and using business as an entry point to go and make connection in China, to go and share gospel with the people in the marketplace. And so they've been going in, you know, to school and sponsoring like a scholarship, sponsoring student in the school. And over the years, they see how these students change, and they were able to get into, like, they've been faithfully supporting, like, financially and providing scholarship with those kids. And over the course period of time, they make friends with them. And when they get to college, they seize the opportunity to share the gospel. And they also use that as a door to live out the Christian way, because they openly profess that they are Christian. I'm not sure sharing the gospel with you directly, as in putting you onto you, like, this is the Christ, this is the gospel, and receive it. But rather, they use their life to demonstrate that there is something different, because in a place that where you cannot share directly. And they seize every opportunity to do that. And gradually, they see that teacher... they invite teacher to come to Hong Kong for experience trip, and during that time, they take them to church, convert them, and bring them back. You know, and every now and then they go back, they disciple it as and when they can, and so they've just been doing it, not, you know, faithfully, and not, you know, making a big deal out of it, but keep going and keep going, keep going, keep going at it. And during the trip, they have a dinner with the principal, and during the trip, one of the a few members actually sitting at the same table as for evening meal, and one of the girls was sitting, and suddenly she heard from the Lord and say, "You're going to share your testimony." In 2 minutes, suddenly the opportunity opened. The leader called her and to share the testimony openly on the table. And she was able to talk about God, talk about her journey with God. And the amazing thing is that God told her. And in that 2 minutes, she was saying, what to share? And then she's having this dialogue with God. And the opportunity opened just in 2 minutes. And this is really amazing. And this is the first time the gospel is being preached to the principal during that time. And we were quite surprised, you know, after that, you know, the principal came into our room, like, because we have different big groups, so we have two different rooms, and principal come in and say, oh, your leader just say grace for our meal, and he was quite, you know, the principal was quite open about it, and we were taken back even, because we weren't prepared for the openness. But, you know, that's how God work. And at the same time, you know, when the girl is sharing with me, when God spoke to her 2 minutes before and you have to share, you know, for me, it's like, oh, what to do in 2 minutes? How can I prepare? So I just want to encourage, you know, I do local work. And one thing that I try to get my team is like, prepare your 1 minute or 2 minutes testimony. So be prepared as and when you're being called to. And You will never know when God call you up in circumstances that really out of your expectation, and you are being called to share the testimony. So it's better that we do throughout the time that when we have time, we actually be more prepared. And so when we are called upon to, we are more ready. And another part is, you know, this couple really impressed me is that for them to come to Hong Kong and doing, you know, as you know, over the last, well, I say 5-10 years, the markets have been very volatile, and they, you know, financial market and stuff like that. And to be honest, I see them coming from a very, you know, relatively well-off background, and seeing them selling all the property, come to Hong Kong, set up a company, struggling during the crisis here and there, and they actually running really low on the reserve already, and they every day for them is almost living by faith. Even though they have a company, have a building, have office and all this, and keep going for all these years. But you know, when I hear their story, is that a lot of time they struggle and they keep, but they never give up. And they share a lot of story about last minute money coming through. Like sometimes there seems to be no income, and suddenly there is this deal come through or whatever, that they can just continue their work. And to me, it's really looking at the life, laying down for Christ, doing what they call to do, and it's no different to any missionary being called to office another country, you know, doing God's work. But it's just changing the environment, putting it in the marketplace. But they also live by faith, given the circumstances. And I really admire that those people that, you know, willing to take that step and lay it down. And in the Bible here, one thing that I want to draw to you on verse 10, for this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. A couple things that he has talked about enduring. A lot of time when we look at Christian walk, as we spoke so many times, you know, in the past, you know, definitely the devil do not want you to be an effective Christian. So and also in our Christian walk, we grow, and there's challenges coming through, and to hold ourselves to endure through all these challenges. Sometimes you wish that you are not called to the battle. You probably want to lay back and like a potato couch at home, watching TV maybe, or doing or surfing on the internet or whatever. Like having a more comfortable and not doing right in the front of the battlefield. But you know what? You know what? Regardless, as soon as you accept Christ in your life, you're on the battlefield already. And a lot of time, that perseverance, that endurance I talk in the Bible, that you just have to stand firm. And that is not meaningless. one very important reason is for those who are chosen. There are people who are chosen by God to receive the salvation. And in the passage here, it's not just salvation. Salvation in Christ Jesus, we talk about, is not just having, say, the sinner prayer and then you have the salvation, but it's having this abundant life that God promised us to have. So salvation itself is more than just a ticket or entry ticket to heaven, but it's your life from the point that you have Jesus Christ into you. And that salvation talk about also that abundant life, that encompass that abundant life. But on top of it, coming with it is that eternal glory. Eternal glory that going back to Jesus, and also that what you do on earth is matter and is significant to God's eyes. And all these all this attribute to that eternal glory that is being spoken in the passage here. I share with you guys just now, you know, I was really touched at one particular moment when I saw the drama, You Are Special. Basically, the drama is very simple. It's not the first time I've seen it. It's like the third time. So for me, it's a drama. It's a good, simple, direct message to the people. Basically, they have four characters. Three of them, one is very good at piano, one is good at dancing, and one is good at singing, like really excel in all this. And this loser, this fourth person, loser, try to mimic and make the fool out of the person. And so, obviously, the three characters who excel would get all the star being put on to the shirt, and the loser actually get a stone being stuck on. I heard this being performed in other mission trip to the Campbell and Manila trip. Very simple, and then Jesus come in wearing the white robe, but for us, we didn't have Jesus in China yet, so we didn't have in the white robe and all this, but with a guy coming out and wearing in the neck, like a neck, this heart. And so Jesus approached the loser in exchange of all the stone, all the shame. She take off, like Jesus take out all the stones and put it on his body. And in exchange, he give the loser the big red heart. And then because the loser being transformed by God, the whole countenance changed. She went back to those people that who are like the three other characters. And she brought them to Jesus. And for them, in exchange, is the star that is on their shirt. They very interestingly that the star still the part that really touched me, I would say, is that when Jesus actually take away the star and put it back onto Jesus, and in exchange, giving it to the person. You know, sometimes we were thinking, you know, you're doing so well. Why, God, you're taking away the good thing that you have and you put on Jesus? But, you know, sometimes it is that pictures of when we get to heaven. We have all the glory, all the good thing, but yet we lay it down to Jesus. And for some reason at that particular point, and I think God just struck me. It just really hit me so hard that I just couldn't stop crying. I had to hide myself in a corner and cry. And I just seeing the star being taken away and putting on Jesus. I did not feel the pain, didn't feel that you lost anything. But it's the beauty that you're willing to give all your acclaims, all your, you know, things that you accumulate through your talents and all this, you give it back to Jesus. You put it where it rightfully should be. It is not yours, but it is God. And you put it on to Jesus. And for that particular moment, when I see the star being stuck on Jesus, I was so touched. And I just couldn't stop. And then later on, someone, you know, I calmed down myself and I walked to the canteen to have our lunch. And one of the teammates asked me, "What happened to you? Your eyes are really red." And did you stay up late? And we did stay up late that night before, but I told him about, you know, I'm really touched by that part. And he bring a very interesting point. In the drama, the heart actually is bigger than the star, the size. And yes, you know, that's another point, is that, you know, Jesus' love for us is bigger than all of these above. And you know, during the trip, you know, and also, you know, apply to people who are in leading position or in planning and doing ministry or whatever. A lot of time that we do it and we are in it, but yet sometimes we do not feel that we are being touched all the time. And during our trip, I was sharing with our team, is like a lot of time being a leader and planning stuff. You can see other team maybe being touched by God or, you know, inspired by the situation, but because you are overseeing things, kind of you take yourself out. And a lot of time, you know, we do it not because our feeling or being so touched by God, but really we do it because the vision that God had given us in some time ago, and He called us to do this thing, and we do it because it's pure by obedience. We do it, and we faithfully do whatever we are doing, and so we are not driven so much by the feeling that we have, and you know, and that was the night we have that discussion, and then the next day God struck me in the midst of, you know, the drama that, you know, you can experience. Even though you are leading, even though you are in that position overseeing things and you need to manage, but yet you can still experience God in the midst of it. And so I think God really has His humor. But going back to this passage, I want to go back to the word remember. You know, all this, remember who Jesus is. His word, His gospel cannot be changed. So I would like to ask Yvonne to come up and lead us in a time of meditation and worship. And then let's also, you know, as we sing and worship, let's also look at the word. I think she's doing In Christ Alone. Remember, you know, whatever, you know, as a Christian, we are, one focus is in Christ alone. We do all this because of Christ Jesus, because He called us to reach out to the chosen one. They are one that who yet to be saved, and they are chosen by God. And we have that mission, that privilege to call to reach out to them. And so let's meditate on the lyrics, and also use that as your professions to God.
Since with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From lifeless cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. The power of Christ I stand.
Yeah, nothing will separate God's love from us. And let's turn to today's prayer focus. There's a lot of people who are sick, and we also believe that no sickness, no sadness, no whatsoever that separate us from God. And we really ask that this morning, God, to extend the healing hand over the people that's on the list who are suffering cancer and also chemo. And also the Chang's cousins, like looking for bone marrow mesh and all these, like, you know, serious conditions. We pray for healing for these people. And also this morning, we also ask you to pray for the family, because at the same time, the family are going through this trial with them. And just pray that strength be given to the family, and the peace of God be given, hovering over each one of them. To our next page, those are the families, members, relatives who are sick, but most important of all is they do not know Christ yet. So let's pray that, you know, the gospel of Christ will cut through the darkness and reach out to them. Pray also for our church member to have that opportunity to share openly with them. Also, let's pray for those who are suffering from various infirmities, so those on the list. Just pray for healing over them. And turn to the next page. Let's pray for those who are currently seeking job and just ask God to open opportunities. And for those that who are in for interviewed, just pray that, you know, God really came through for them, and whatever talents that God given to them will clearly demonstrate during the interview, and they will have the favor from their future employer. Let's turn to today's mission focus. We are covering all the local churches, like in Hong Kong, the different churches in Hong Kong, and the various ministry that we are connected with: YWAM, Master Beauty, Sport International, and there's a red light district that different various work they're working on, face to face, Junctions, Feed the Hungry, and Christian Solidarity worldwide. Let's pray for each one of them, and really pray for effective ministry and protection from any attacks of the enemy, and God given discernment and wisdom in enduring all this battle that God that they are in. Also today, the Thailand mission trip is heading off. Sujan's here, and also Jamie is leading, and Ayon, and also and her daughter, and the boy, right? And also Pastor Sam Kim, all the three kids, and also there's another family from Beijing is coming, and also and so we together have 6 adults and 7 kids, and they're going to make friends with another 70 children. So really cover them in prayer. There's no rain, good weather, and good spirit in the team, and God protections, and get God anointing over them. Also, there's 2 mission trips coming up, the Indonesian mission trip, and also there's a local VBS that Godwin's ministry is doing in in end of July and early August too. So let's lift the 2 team up for their preparation during this time. Also, let's take some time to pray for the worship team, the AV team, welcoming, hospitality, and barista. Just pray for these people are, you know, faithfully serving and have developed the gift of hospitality, and also, you know, the gift and talents that God given them, that really they are using it 100% and really bear fruit in their various ministry. So the Couple House Church is this meeting on McCain meeting tonight, and Madeddy and Belle Ann tomorrow. Let's pray that they're finishing strong for these seasons of House Church. PSAM is speaking this afternoon in a church planning conference at our church, so pray for anointing over him and all the logistic that Monica involving him. Let's pray for the covering. Also, Saturday, the wedding, and then Sunday, there is baptism. So it's a lot of things to set up and a lot of things to prepare, so it would be really great if you guys can pray for the staff. And also praying for the Sunday service, the Noah's Ark, the youth group, and the people who are getting baptized. Really pray that outpouring the Holy Spirit over them, and they have this wonderful testimony and experience in God. Also, one more thing, let's pray for the Igapis, also teachers. They're finishing this is their last week of the season, and also pray for Febe, the Sunday service, and Pastor Salamat. Let's pray that, you know, for that them to experience God throughout all this event. Jesus, we're just really happy to go before you in the morning and to be ministered by you, Lord. And I just ask God that your presence be like the dove, like descending on each one of us. Talk to us and you know, fellowship with us. And I ask that God that, you know, your power be pouring over my brothers and sisters as they go about in the everyday work. They are on the field already, and you are their shield, you are the engine, you are the power. And we just ask that God that that each one of us are being strengthened by you. And before we go off, I really like this prayer, this benediction. So I'm just going to use this to close as a prayer for you guys. May God bless you with the discomfort at easy answer, half truth, and superficial relationship, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppressions, and exploitations of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejections, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hands to comfort them and to turn their pain to joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in the world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to our children and the poor. God, thank you for this privilege to be able to walk and live a life that of abundance that you have promised us. I just ask God that help us not to forget that your gospel is not chained and is full of power, and give us wisdom every day to go about. Thank you, God, for being with us, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. So you may spend more time in meditations and connection with God.